Hi, this is Lee Cooper aboard the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Healy, working in the North Bering Sea on a research program involving environmental change in these waters. Tonight I'd like to introduce Kanuyu Kanamaru from the University of Massachusetts in Amherst to talk a little bit about environmental change over a longer time scale, say going back thousands of years, conceivably, and I'll let her tell you a little bit about the research she's doing on the ship and the kind of samples she's bringing home.
Thank you, Lee. I'm studying the last 10,000 years of the climate changes using the ocean sediment, and from out of this cruise, I'm interested in to study fecal pellets in the sediment. An abundant organisms living in the Bering Sea disturbs the sediment, the bottom of the sediment, but also creates a lot of fecal pellets. And while I'm studying the ocean sediment from Vancouver Island, I did it around 10,000 years ago, I see a lot of disturbed bioturbated sediment contains hundreds of millions of fecal pellets. So I would like to compare two study areas of the Vancouver Island and the Bering Sea to have a better understanding of what kind of organisms can produce these fecal pellets and what kind of environment of these two study regions.
So the sediment samples that you're going to take home, you're going to identify some of these fecal pellets and try to match them to specific organisms, and as a result of that understand a little bit better what the environment was like many years ago.
I also would like to see the chemical composition of the fecal pellets and the sediments, and try to assimilate the water column environment of the Bering Sea and the study region.
All right. Well, thank you, Kanuyu. Turns out we're on station and need to go out on the deck and collect some more samples, so we'll be reporting to you again soon from here on the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Healy working in the North Bering Sea. Thank you. Bye-bye.